This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal today said External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Iranian counterpart Sayed Abbas Araghchi had three conversations in the last few days. The last one discussed issues pertaining to safety of shipping and India's energy security. Addressing a media briefing in New Delhi, Mr. Jaiswal said there are around 9,000 Indian nationals in Iran and the Indian government has shifted several Indians from Tehran to safer locations.
We have shifted several Indian nationals, including students and pilgrims, who were based in Tehran to other safer locations and cities in the country. We are also assisting Indian nationals who wish to travel to Azerbaijan and Armenia and from there to take commercial flights to return home. We are assisting them with visas. We are also assisting them with land border crossings.
The spokesperson further informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had spoken to several leaders in the Gulf region after the conflict started. In these conversations, Mr. Modi stressed the need for dialogue and diplomacy so that early peace can return.
Prime Minister has spoken to several leaders in the Gulf after the conflict started. In these conversations, he stressed on the need for dialogue and diplomacy so that early peace can return. He also underlined the need to avoid civilian casualties and he focused on the priority for protection of civilians. We have a large Indian community in the GCC countries and their security and welfare is of utmost importance. This was highlighted. We also in several cases condemned the violation of sovereignty and territorial integrity of states.
Tensions in West Asia have escalated after maritime attack by Iran in the Persian Gulf involving commercial vessels near Iraq and the United Arab Emirates. An Indian crew member lost his life after a US-owned crude oil tanker was attacked near Basra in Iraq. In a social media post, the Indian embassy in Iraq said the tanker, Safe Sea Vishnu, was sailing under the Marshall Islands flag. It added that the remaining 15 Indian crew have been evacuated to a safe place. Meanwhile, UAE authorities responded to a drone attack near Dubai Creek Harbour this morning, prompting evacuations. No casualties were reported. The incident comes amid a series of overnight interceptions of missiles and drones across the Gulf region. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the supplementary demands for grants, second batch for 2025-26. It includes 61 grants. The government has sought to authorize gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. Initiating the discussion, Jagdambika Pal of the BJP said, due to the situation in West Asia, a state of uncertainty has arisen across the world. Mr. Pal said this supplementary grant is a solution to the current crisis. He said the Narendra Modi government is accelerating development works at a rapid pace and also providing subsidies and fertilizer to the farmers. Ram Shiromani Verma of the Samajwadi Party raised the issue of unemployment and demanded to raise the income of farmers. Ganpati Rajkumar of the DMK raised the issue of the reported shortage of LPG cylinders in the country. Dagumalla Prasad Rao of the TDP said India is steadily progressing towards the vision of Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared an article written by Union Minister for Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav in a national daily on the growing global recognition of yoga. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, through the article, Mr. Jadhav elaborates how yoga has evolved from a traditional wellness practice to an evidence-based system promoting holistic health over the past decade. India has dispatched a consignment of essential life-saving medicines to Sri Hindu Mandal Hospital in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, as humanitarian assistance being transported on board INS Trikhand. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry reiterated the country's commitment in supporting the Global South and for the well-being of its diaspora communities abroad. Benchmark domestic equity indices extended their decline for a second consecutive session, closing around 1% down today. The Sensex shed 829 points to close at 76,034, while the Nifty dropped 228 points to settle at 23,639. And with that, we end this news bulletin.